Jody Genova, American Embassy in Ukraine blocked Giuliani and my wife from investigating attempts to frame Trump. By Robert Krajicek on January 16, 2020. Jody Genova told Breitbart News that his wife, Victoria Tonsing, and Rudy Giuliani were both blocked from obtaining visas to visit Ukraine due to pressure from the American Embassy in Ukraine. He joined Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Marlowe asked, "Joe, is it true that you've been traveling internationally to kind of investigate some of this stuff and to investigate some of the general corruption that you think is happening?" DeGenova replied, "My wife, Victoria Tonsing, was asked by Rudy Giuliani to represent some Ukrainian public officials and private individuals who had information about attempts to frame Donald Trump and Paul Manafort. Those efforts were underway to go interview those people overseas in Ukraine. But because of the resistance of the American embassy threatened the Ukrainian government not to grant visas to Rudy and my wife Victoria, and of course the trip never happened. There was no trip. There were no interviews conducted over there. Listen." In October, Representative Devin Nunes, RCA, told Breitbart News that Michael Atkinson, Inspector General of the Intelligence Community, knowingly changed alleged whistleblower Eric Chiaramella's complaint form to facilitate its public disclosure. The ISIC is either totally incompetent or part of the deep state, and he's got a lot of questions he needs to answer, because he knowingly changed the form and the requirements in order to make sure that this whistleblower complaint got out publicly, he said. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, described Atkinson's testimony before Congress as insolent and obstructive in a letter to the intelligence community's inspector general regarding the alleged backdating of federal whistleblower guidelines. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.